With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A UTV rider drove past a stop sign and into the side of a pickup truck traveling on Highway 51 in the town of Hazelhurst. The Oneida County Sheriff's Office says it happened Saturday night at 11. Investigation showed 69-year-old James Bowman of Harshaw failed to stop for a stop sign on Oneida Street at Highway 51. Bowman's UTV hit the side of a Chevy Silverado heading south on the highway. The sheriff's office says Bowman suffered life-threatening injuries. A passenger in the pickup truck had minor injuries. A number of agencies assisted at the crash scene. Wood engravers from around the country are spending this week in Rhinelander. It's the annual workshop for the Wood Engravers Network. Tony Dreyfeld is a local engraver with a studio at Art Start.
I can't get a very big ego because I look at things and go, wow, that's got a lot to learn. So I like about it. It's a lifelong trade. Just about everyone in our group freely share their technique and how they do things, which is really nice. Some of the other fine arts, people have their secrets, and there's no secrets with wood engraving. Some of it, they'll even show you, knowing that you won't be able to do what they're doing anyway.
Dreyfeld says wood engravers will be working on projects throughout the week at Art Start. There are about 140 engravers that are members of the networks. Dreyfeld expects about 24 to attend this week.
If you come visit any time during the week, you'll see us with our tools and our blocks engraving. There'll probably be a little proof press. What you can do when you engrave is you can ink it up right away, put paper on it, and make a proof of it, and look at it and go, oh, I need to engrave more. I need more detail. That'll be set up.
There will be a presentation on the history of wood engraving this afternoon at the Hilgerman Center by Sarah Finn. She's a special collections librarian at the Milwaukee Public Library. That starts at 1 p.m. It's free and open to the public. There are also two wood engraving exhibits at Art Start. One is the network's traveling show. The other is Dreyfeld's personal collection of engravings he's acquired over the last two decades. The open reception for the exhibits is Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. Canadian energy firm Enbridge said work on rerouting its Line 5 oil and gas pipeline in northern Wisconsin is picking up steam. Legal challenges to its approvals for the project remain ongoing. Daniel Kading reports as part of the Wisconsin News Collaborative.
An Enbridge spokesperson says 500 workers are on site. Crews are clearing trees along the project's route and laying down wooden mats for temporary access roads. They're preparing to start drilling to install the pipeline. Enbridge is building a 41-mile stretch of Line 5 around the Bad River Reservation after the tribe sued in 2019 to shut down the pipeline on its lands. The tribe and environmental groups are continuing to fight state approvals in court. Bad River Tribal Chairwoman Elizabeth Arbuckle says she fears the project will stir up mercury in waterways and threaten the tribe's wild rice beds. Enbridge says the project won't violate the tribe's water quality standards. The $450 million project will affect around 100 acres of wetlands and cross close to 200 waterways. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This story comes from the Wisconsin News Collaborative, a partnership of Wisconsin Public Media Newsrooms, including WUWM, Wisconsin Public Radio, and WXPR. For nearly 40 years, law enforcement has publicly said little more than that pregnant 23-year-old Shelley Hansen disappeared after leaving work in Phillips and that her car was found the next day in a local tavern parking lot. Newly obtained records show investigators gathered enough evidence by 2008 to get the DNA of Michael D. Raske, who law enforcement had identified as a suspect as far back as 1989. Nearly 2 years after Hansen vanished, Raske was convicted in a vicious attack on his wife, whose family owned one of Price County's largest businesses. A key breakthrough in the case came in 2003 when a former Phillips police officer told investigators he saw Raske's vehicle in Hansen's apartment parking lot the night she disappeared. The officer reported seeing Hansen at a local bar hours after she left work. The new reporting raises questions about why Raske was never charged before he died in 2015 and why investigators kept so much of the case hidden from the public. Wisconsin Watch dug into Hansen's disappearance and the investigation. You can read the full story at WXPR.org. Anyone with information about the Shelley Hansen case should contact the Price County Sheriff's Office at 715-339-3011. WJFW News Watch 12 will host two live debates in July featuring candidates seeking to represent Wisconsin's 7th District in Congress. The first debate will be with Republican candidates Tuesday, July 7th from 5 to 6:30. Confirmed participants are Michael Alfonso, Jesse Eben, and Nina Baum. Kevin Hermaning has not committed to attending. The second debate features Democratic candidates. That one will be a week later on Tuesday, July 14th from 5 p.m. to 6:30. Confirmed participants are Chris Armstrong, Ginger Murray, and Fred Clark. Both debates will be broadcast live on WJFW and will include a 10-minute intermission midway through the program. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.